Also, their pay rate really varies across tasks and platforms.
And how do we do they have any idea for what major tech company they're working? Is like, does OpenAI or Anthropic, how do they employ these workers effectively through, how does it work?
So a company would usually approach outsourcing company. Let's say, for example, you have your AI startup. You approach one of the outsourcing companies, for example, Scale AI, which is a company behind Remote Tasks. Then with that company, you would then create a project and then outsource it to one of their platforms, in this case, Remote Tasks. And they would have programs, in this case, for Venezuelan workers. Then from the perspective of the worker, you would just see the tasks. In most cases, you don't know who they're working for, what tasks you're doing for, or what the AI that you're doing is in reality. I asked some workers if they had any guesses. For example, one worker was telling me, I think I work for a task related to the military complex because I have to tag roofs and bridges in some desertic place somewhere, but I have no idea where this is, and I have no idea what the company or what the AI I'm training is actually for. So there was really complete invisibility in that regard. The workers would not know who their employers were and what even the AI they were helping develop is.
And if you could talk a little bit also about how the workers are monitored and how their work is quantified.
Yeah, so like in any case of gig work, the algorithm here is the manager. And there are some cases in which workers, like in the case of Kenyan workers or workers in Madagascar, for example, where they're working for companies inside, they go to an office, like a call center, they're working in front of a computer, they have their boss around, and they go to a single location. That's what we in the academia call the Business Processing Outsourcing Centers, BPOs. My work in Venezuela was primarily focused on platforms. So the best way to think about it is think of the Uber of data annotation. So you would log into your computer to a platform on your browser, and then you would access the tasks and then do the tasks. And in this case, the algorithms will be the ones, the managerial algorithms, the ones actually controlling the workflow. You would have a timer that would know how long you've been in each task. They would know, try to guess the accuracy of your tasks. They would present the same task twice or three times. So if you're doing different things, the algorithm will think you're spamming, so I'm going to ban you from this task now. So it really was an algorithm put in place to control the workforce and ensure that they were doing the job that the clients wanted them to do.
And what was the thing? Were you able to speak to a lot of these workers?
Yes, I did.
And what was the most frequently reported thing that they told you?
Well, one interesting thing is that it really depending on the tasks they were doing, they really varied in terms of payment because of the investments. So, for example, there was this task called Beast Mode in which workers would have to label images in households. Let's say an image of a living room, you have to label the couch as a couch, mirror as a mirror, and so on. And workers would then be paid bonus for this task that were really important for the companies and the firms. In this task, they were very repetitive, most of the cases. And at the time, so this is pre-LLMs, right? So at the time, there was a lot of investments on computer vision, investments, for example, to develop facial recognition algorithms or object identification algorithms. So this is why Venezuela, in which the workers, many of them didn't have knowledge of the English language, were able to tag these objects and train then these image recognition algorithms. Then post-2023, when the investments started to focus on large language models. This is when ChatGPT came out. Then a lot of that work was moved from Venezuela to places with, I would say, a colonial legacy with English-speaking countries, so the Philippines or India, in which many of these workers were required to speak English or knowing the English language, then were tasked with any task that would do with language, in the English language in this case. And at the same time, the situation in Venezuela improved a little bit. Oil prices started to increase again. And a lot of these workers then stopped doing data work and went back to their regular activities.
Thank you very much, Professor Julian Posada, Assistant Professor of American Studies and Co-Director of the Certificate in Computing, Culture and Society at Yale University. He's the author of the forthcoming book, Platform Extractivism, Data Work and the People Powering Artificial Intelligence. And that does it for today's show. Amy Goodman will be in Middlebury, Vermont Friday night for a screening of the film about Democracy Now! Called Steal the Story, Please. with the Oscar-nominated directors. Then on to Madison, Wisconsin on Labor Day weekend. Check our website at democracynow.org for details. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Dina Guzer, Anjali Kamath, Messiah Rhodes, Nicole Salazar, Maria Taracena, John Hamilton, Sarah Nasser, Charina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Te Marie Astudio, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, and Diego Ramos. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. And very special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Carl Moxer, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Osbeck, Emily Anderson, Dante Toreri, and Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. I'm Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of Democracy Now!
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba.
Now with a little extra space in your face.
Face.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind?
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Oh yeah, baby, it is time again for Migaj Nagamoin on 101.5 UMFM. I hope you're all having a wonderful Thursday. I hope you're enjoying your lunch break if you're on that, and I hope you're about to go on it if you're not. I got something special today. I don't know why I say that every time, but I mean it every time I do. Today, I'm promoting the hell out of this one show that's happening on Sunday. Jug, Negative Charge, and Nuclear Man down in Public Domain. It's going to be fantastic, man. Jug's releasing a new record, Nuclear Man, great as always. I'm pretty sure they got a couple new songs, but don't tell anyone I told you that. And Negative Charge, just fantastic in general. I hope you're able to make it, and if you're not, you might still be able to. You might still be able to. I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, what to do with this, but I do have an extra ticket, and I do not want to give it to one of my friends. I want to give it to one of our wonderful listeners here, one of our lovely listeners, I should say. If you want it, I'm going to be giving it away very, very soon. It'll probably be like a first come, first serve thing. I don't know. I would like to do a trivia thing, but if it's happening this Sunday, I'm probably not going to do that. And this also isn't like a numbers game either. I just want people to go to this thing, man. So like, it's not going to be like, oh, you got to follow me on Instagram. No, I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. But yeah. Today on Migaj Nagamoin, we are going to be listening to some of the music that you might be able to catch while you're at this show. It is just going to be Jug, Negative Charge, and Nuclear Man all day today. All day. Because New Root was dropped. New Root dropped out. I wasn't really expecting them to come through. They were still on the bill, and I don't know. You know, things happen with, like, touring bands. Sometimes they're not able to make it. There's a lot of, I've heard a lot of issues with, like, the border for, touring artists. But, yeah. We're gonna get into Nuclear Man first. This is from their 2023 demo, Nuke Man. We'll be right back. Also, man, I was a little late today. I'll be real. I was, like, coming in at, like, 102, something like that. I see the value in Democracy Now running a little bit long. It covered for me a little bit. We would have had to listen to, what is that? Out of Mind by Good Riddance until I got back. I want better things for you. I want better things for you. Which is why we're listening to Nuclear Man. That, what you just heard, was Doppelganger. Doppelganger is such a good song, man. This is a great album, or a great demo, whatever you call it, man. It's fantastic. They have not written a bad song yet, in my opinion. We're going to keep on rolling. I'm going to play I think I'm going to stick to the demo. We'll just stray away from it a little bit later on, but, you know, I want to keep on going with this. Molotov, followed by Warhead by Nuclear Man from their 2023 demo. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
You know, it's really cool of you to come out for this one, man. Oh, it's awesome. It's on the 30th. The show, the door's at 6. And if you show up a little bit early, bring an appetite. There's going to be a hot dog barbecue before the show. It's, I don't know what dogs they're going to make, and I can't really speak to the quality. But come eat, come buy a bunch of hot dogs, man. Come spend a lot of money. Buy a new Nuclear Man shirt. Buy a Negative Charge sweater. Buy 2 records from Jug. 2 head LPs. And then, you know, a couple years later, after Jug makes it big, you can bring it in and be like, hey, this is a first pressing of Head by Jug. How much do you want for it? Or how much will you buy it from me for? And then they'll be like, oh my God, this is the rarest thing that's ever come in, that I've ever seen come in here. I'll pay you $1 million for it. I'll give you the store. I'll give you the store and you can just sell it. I don't care anymore. I want Head by Jug. And then you can steal the entire record store, because with one purchase on Sunday, the 30th, you just come in a little early, you buy an LP, you'll be able to sell it for 10,000% profit. Maybe 1,000,000% profit. I don't know. I don't know how much they're selling them for either. But, you know, bring money. It's all about the money. Community, who cares? Music, who cares? It's about the money. We're going to keep on rolling. Freak, followed by Buster by Nuclear Man. I think I know how we're going to do this. I currently, right now, in 3, 2, 1. Never mind, it's actually a little bit slow. I just changed the host name on Migaj Nagamawin on umfm.com. You should, go check that out. Go see where it leads you. And then, DM me on Instagram. Because I may or may not. Yeah, I do. I have 2 extra tickets. I just bought another ticket. I now have 2 extra tickets for you and a good buddy of yours to go to this show. You got no excuse now. You got a friend that you can bring. You got, there's hot dogs there in case you're hungry. There's cool music. There's good music. There's fantastic music. There's everything that you need. Dude, it's... What? Let me check here. It's all ages, man. You can bring... use the other ticket for your baby. Or, alternatively, guilt trip the door person into letting your baby in and then call another one of your friends that also has a baby and then bring both of your babies to the show. Both of you use the tickets and both of you guilt trip the door guy into letting your babies in.
Well,
I know I'm a genius. But yeah, no, you should, if you want to go to the show, you can go to it for free now. Just, umfm.com, Migaj Nagamawin, go see. See if you can get these tickets. First come, first serve. We're going to change gears from Nuclear Man to Negative Charge. We're going to be closing on Jug. We're not going to be playing any of their new stuff, though. We're going to play from their, Or Not EP. Because you should be hearing all of the new songs at the show. You should. Because, again, you have no excuse. Let's keep on rolling. Rotten Leather, followed by Shut Me Off by Negative Charge. Enjoy. I will see you in a few. as if you could believe it, man. They get even better live. They're even better live, man. I'm not selling you on it anymore, man. Like, you are coming. I know you are, because, like, you know, that's the kind of relationship that you and I have. I tell you what we're doing, and then you come along for it. Alternatively, you know that this is going to be awesome, and you're going to come down so that you can have an awesome time with everybody who's going to be there. You want to come dance? Come dance. You want to come eat hot dogs? Come eat hot dogs. You want to come, like, do whatever? Come do whatever, man. Just come. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great little show. Negative Charge is so good, man. Like, you should come see them live. This is Con Man, followed by Decay by Negative Charge. Sorry, I got a little taste of Warhead there at the end. We're going to keep on rolling, man. We're just going to keep on playing more music. For those of you just tuning in, I'm doing a little bit of a giveaway today. If you're able to message, whoever messages me first on Instagram gets two tickets to Jug's head release gig with support from Nuclear Man and Negative Charge. We are playing all three today. That last song put me in a bit of a mood, though. I want to listen to, what is it? Some Castillo. Some Faded Memories. I want to hear that one specifically. Then we're going to get right back into Negative Charge. I just really like Faded Memories by Castillo. But we are going to keep on rolling with Negative Charge right after with Less Than Nothing. This is Castillo. Faded Memories. Got a little taste of the next one coming up there. Again, I'm sorry. Yeah. It happens. Whatever. Excuse me. Yeah, no. Again, if you're just tuning in, doing a giveaway. Two extra tickets to Jug, Nuclear Man, and Negative Charge on the 30th. That is this Sunday. Doors are at 6. And again, the tickets are free, man. Like, all you gotta do is message me on Instagram at Psychotropic Sides, which you can easily find on umfm.com. You can find it at our page, at Migaj Nagamo Wins page. It's linked right at the top right now, man. Like, if you just go there and look at the top, it says Migaj Nagamo Win. You can just click on that. It'll show you how to spell Psychotropic Sides. And then you can, message me on Instagram and get two free tickets to this. Again, bring money, bring an appetite, hot dog barbecue, bunch of really good music. I'm sure the hot dogs are going to be great, man. The food at Public Domain is fantastic. Dude, oh my God. I had their chicken a little while ago. Amazing. And I was thinking, like, oh, well, yeah. They got one good thing on the menu. Good for them. Tried one of their, like, double hamburgers, double cheeseburgers. Jesus. Oh. Phew. Mmm. Delicious. Got that, like, slightly... I'm getting myself hungry, man. Whatever. Gonna keep on rolling. Horrible Future by Negative Charge, followed by Chained to Life 4. Enjoy. See, man, like, every single band on here is so danceable. Everything, like, they all have great rhythm, they all have great, like, just super, super, super punchy drums. The vocals, man, they're perfect. They're perfect. Stib, Kokanee Apex, Carson, whatever, they do great vocals. Brett sounds exactly the right kind of awful, man. That, you know, just great, just fantastic. You should come to this show. Like, there's come get the free tickets off me, man. Get the free tickets off me. Message me on Instagram. You can find it on our page at migajnagamowin at umfm.com. It's so easy, man. It'll be so easy for you. We're going to roll on to Jug with Cower and My Body's Doomed. We're going to play through the EP. I think we'll probably have enough time to get through maybe like 2-3 songs off of the new album. I don't know. I want to keep that to a minimum, though, because you should be hearing all of this at the show on Sunday, the 30th. Doors at 6 p.m. Rolling on. Dude, I love My Body's Doomed, man. All of, like, false endings? I don't know what they're called, man. All the false stops? Fantastic, man. You, like, and they all come back on beat, too? Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Gonna keep on rolling. Jug theme and when. But, you know, just want to give one last little reminder. DM me on Instagram for free tickets to this show. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be the best time ever. And you know, I want good things for you. I really just want good things for you. And one of those good things is going to be coming to this show, eating a bunch of hot dogs, listening to really good music, and buying, you know what, we're going to up the ante now, buying 10 LPs from Jug. Do it. Jug theme, followed by When. and they are gone. Going to In Love and Debt on Instagram. We are going to be sending them over to him right now. In case you didn't know, we were giving away two tickets to Jug, Nuclear Man, and Negative Charge on Sunday at 6 p.m. with a hot dog barbecue to preface. They're already gone. Shout out this guy for actually, you know, claiming the tickets. Yeah, I hope you all, regardless of if your tickets are free or not, I hope you all come down. I hope you all come down. I hope you don't come dance. And I know I've been talking a lot about the money. A lot about, like, oh, is it all about the money? I'm lying when I say that. It is not about the money. There's a reason I do this for free, man. Like, I don't get paid at all to do this. It's not about the money. It's about the love. It is all about the community, baby. We are going to play two Jug songs from their new album. Actually, maybe just one. The most popular one, New Apathy. We're going to play that one. And we're going to send the tickets over to this guy. I'll be back to sign off. Yeah, no, we got time. New Apathy by Jug from their new record, Head. I've only got enough time for our little sign-off. I hope you enjoyed your time with me today. I definitely enjoyed my time with you. Thursday, It's my favorite kind of day, man. Wake up. Honestly, I got to wake up a little early for this. This is like pretty early for me. This is dead center of my morning. But, yeah. Hope you enjoyed your Thursday. Hope you enjoyed your lunch break. I hope to see you all at the show on Sunday. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Not that there was any danger of you not having a fantastic weekend with you coming to this show, because I know you're coming to the show at Public Domain on the 30th at 6 p.m. with Jug, Nuclear Man, and Negative Charge, and a hot dog barbecue. What's there to say no to, man? What is there to say no to? But have a wonderful time until next time we meet. Love you. Those are both of your cheeks.
Two nights, 10 bands, one epic punk rock weekend at the park as part of SOS Fest 2026. If your idea of a perfect weekend involves loud guitars, big sing-alongs, and a whole lot of chaos, the SOS Fest 2026 Punk Pass has your name on it. On Friday, September 11th and Sunday, September 13th, experience two huge nights of punk, including Monin, Teenage Bottle Rocket, and a stacked lineup including some of Winnipeg's finest. From the emotional, loud sing-along energy of Friday night to the fast, full-throttle punk rock finale on Sunday, this pass is one of the best ways to experience SOS Fest 2026. The two-day Punk Pass starts at only $70 plus fees through ticketweb.ca. Grab yours today and save yourself from missing a single riff, shout along, sweaty dance floor moment. Don't miss SOS Fest 2026 from September 11th through 13th at the Park Theater. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you are a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAYGO card set up, we're